The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Global tech giants like Facebook, Google, and Amazon could face new taxes soon. At the recent G20 summit in Japan, finance ministers agreed to close the loopholes that allow these companies to avoid taxes by shifting profits to low-tax countries. Taro Aso is the finance minister of Japan.
We are facing a turning point. This could be the biggest reform of the long-established international framework in over 100 years.
Finance ministers discussed the possibility of a global minimum tax rate for digital services and a way to divide taxes where goods are sold, even in cases where a company does not have a physical presence in a country. Britain and France have been the most vocal supporters of taxing tech companies, often butting heads with the United States, which has argued that U.S. internet companies will be unfairly targeted. Officials are expected to meet again twice this year to work out the details of the so-called digital tax, with the goal of finalizing an agreement next year. China says it is ready to negotiate a new trade deal to address Kenya's concerns about a trade imbalance that favors China. Kenya imported goods worth $3.67 billion from China last year, while exporting just $112 million worth of goods to China. Nairobi wants to export more farm products, and government officials are pushing for duty-free access to the Chinese market. China's Kenyan ambassador, Wu Peng, says that developing the country's industrial base will go a long way towards addressing the trade imbalance.
Only through industrialization, Kenya can reduce the import and then have the capacity to export.
The Kenyan government has borrowed from China in recent years to build roads and railways. The projects are part of President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, a $1 trillion investment plan that includes infrastructure projects throughout Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Many have criticized these infrastructure projects for disproportionately benefiting China and creating an unhealthy dependency. Beijing has consistently defended its motives, saying the Belt and Road investments will deepen ties and create new economic opportunities and markets. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.